Just weeks after scientists captured the first image of a black hole, there's another exciting development involving space's more fascinating objects, most fascinating objects. A black hole has been observed in, well, let's call it a feeding frenzy, drawing gas from a star and rapidly shooting out plasma in different directions. This discovery was made using a continent-sized radio telescope called the Very Long Baseline Array, which had 10 dishes across the US from the Caribbean to Hawaii. The lead author is Associate Professor James Miller-Jones from Curtin University's node of the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research. James Miller-Jones, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, thank you.
Can you just describe for us exactly what it is you've observed?
So what we saw, as you said, we saw jets of plasma shooting out from a black hole at something like 60% of the speed of light. The really unusual thing was that these jets were moving in different directions. Usually we see jets moving in the same direction and carving out a channel, if you will, through the surrounding space. But these ones were spinning around a little bit like a spinning top as it wobbles as it slows down.
So it's not that you haven't seen this kind of, let's call it, feeding frenzy going on before with a black hole. You've seen plasma spewing out of a black hole, but it was the direction that was different. Is that right?
Absolutely. So we don't tend to see rapid changes in the directions of these things. They tend to be reasonably stable, at least in the observations that we've made of these sorts of objects until now.
What is actually going on here? What's happening? What are we watching?
So what we think is that the black hole is pulling gas off its companion star. Its gravity is so strong, it's pulling off the outer layers. And those are falling inwards. They're swirling around the black hole in a disk. The black hole is spinning, and it's spinning around an axis that's not the same as the axis that the stellar orbit is rotating around. And what this means is that some of the gas in the inner part of the disk, that is being forced to process around, to wobble around the black hole, if you like. And that is what we think is redirecting the jets. That wobbling gas is pulling on the jets and tugging them around.
And what's significant about this difference, about this change?
So it tells us something about how black holes feed and how they redistribute their energy into the universe. We think of black holes as these big cosmic vacuum cleaners, but actually they're very powerful engines. These jets that they produce and the radiation that is produced as they feed takes energy from very, very small scales down near the black hole and distributes it out to much larger volumes of the surrounding universe. Because these jets are swinging around, it means that they can distribute the energy over much larger regions of space, and that changes the impact that they have on their surroundings.
All right. So how does this, what is this telling us, though, about what is happening with this energy being fed through? How does this fit in with, Einstein's theory of relativity, for instance?
Yes, exactly. So we have a spinning black hole, and Einstein's theory of relativity is telling us that the black hole is basically pulling space and time around with it, and that's what's causing this inner part of the accretion disk to process, to wobble around, and that is directly influencing how the jets can move outwards into space.
All this is happening a very long way away, James, isn't it? It's also happening on a huge scale. I think the disk that you've been talking about, we've been just sort of referring to the disk, I read somewhere that's 10 million kilometres wide. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And how far away is it from us?
The black hole's about 8,000 light years away from us. So it's a long way away. And by zooming in with this continent-sized radio telescope, we can see tiny details about the size of the Earth's distance from the sun.
You're listening to Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to nine. Our guest is Associate Professor James Miller-Jones. So just tell us a bit more about that, James, about how you did this sort of very long baseline array. What was it and how was it able to capture these images?
So the array consists of 10 different telescopes, radio dishes. They're about 25 meters across, and they're spread across the United States from Hawaii all the way to the Virgin Islands. So they're separated by thousands of kilometers. We take the signals from each of those dishes and put them together and use those to make images. The thing that we had to do here, because the jets were changing so rapidly, instead of making a single image from all of those signals in the way that, say, the Event Horizon Telescope team did, we had to chop up our data into lots of little chunks, each only about a minute long, in order to make a movie of what was actually happening.
Does this build on the work, the images we saw last week from the Event Array Telescope, and which was also a collaboration as well? Does this build on that, add to our knowledge?
Absolutely. It's different pieces of a puzzle. So this is looking at a black hole that's 700 million times lighter than the one that the Event Horizon Telescope group looked at, but it's about 7,000 times closer to Earth. So we could never hope to see the shadow of the black hole in a black hole that's as small as this. However, what we can see is we can see how it evolves in real time. Because it's so much lighter, it's evolving about 700 million times faster. And so we can see the connection, the direct connection between the gas flowing into the black hole and the plasma coming out in the jets. So both of them are telling us something about black holes, but in different ways. And that helps us put the overall picture of what's going on together.
James, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
James Miller-Jones is Associate Professor from Curtin University's node of the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research, and he's a lead author in this project. They've captured the first image of a black hole. Not the first image. We saw that a week or two ago, but this is a black hole observed in what they call a feeding frenzy. You're six minutes to nine on Breakfast.